I want to know if you've done a detox, 133H82. Let me know. Most importantly, though, did you get anything out of it? Did you feel better? Did you feel like there was a health benefit for you with the detox? Because they're big business at the moment, but there are some concerns, well, that it's more spin than anything else. Gemma O'Hanlon has a pretty good idea, I reckon. She's a dietitian and a nutritionist. G'day, Gemma.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, is a detox good health or just good business?
I'd say good business. It certainly doesn't really lead to long-term health. You know, and in fact, our bodies have all the detoxing organs we possibly could need to do the job that it does. Our skin, our liver, our kidneys, our gut, our lungs, you know, all these organs are designed to detox and remove those toxins from our body. So the pills and potions that are being sold by businesses are simply a really good sell.
Yeah, okay. So why do you think they're so popular?
Well, I think it's because people want a quick fix and perhaps they've overindulged a little bit, maybe a bit too much alcohol, a bit too much caffeine, a bit too much sugar. And they're looking like that, you know, the intentions are really positive and they want to, you know, do something different and change for the better. And they, you know, they see these claims, which, you know, can be quite misleading. And, you know, they're hopeful that it will help. But I think overall, you know, what I tend to see is people that do a detox, they might, you know, go on a juice diet or something like that. They'll lose a bit of weight, but it's mostly water.
Yeah.
And then they might feel a bit better because they are still having some extra fruit and vegetables in there. So they're getting more antioxidants. They're feeling better. But the moment they go back to their original diet, they're going to just put that weight back on and probably even more. So I think it can make us feel good initially, but, you know, we'll feel even worse when we return to our normal eating habits.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, just on that, though, on the psychological side, sometimes when you're trying to get healthier or fitter, it can help to have something, a bit of a kickstart or something that just gets the wheels turning over, starting to feel positive about what you're doing. From that aspect, can it serve a purpose on the psychological side if it's followed up with doing something better more consistently afterward?
Yeah, look, I think anything that can give us a bit of momentum, I think that's a great thing. You know, I'm actually staying at my parents' house at the moment and they're in sunny Queensland. They've just got a oversupply of fresh oranges that they've grown and they've bought a juicer and now they're having juice every morning. And I've been enjoying it too and it's fantastic. So even, you know, you don't have to do a detox diet to actually get some goodness into your body. But even that, you know, that little bit of momentum, some fresh juice in the morning, or whatever you like, just something, incorporating more fresh produce in your diet will absolutely give you that kickstart.
Hey, slightly off topic, Gemma, but you mentioned the oranges. Orange juice kind of cursed a little bit because we think about, you know, natural sugars and stuff like that. But a fresh glass of OJ is still okay?
Well, look, I think so. I mean, the recommended serve is around half a glass as a serve because there's, you know, it is more of a concentrated form of those natural sugars. And I think natural sugars is a key word. I would recommend a glass of orange juice over a soft drink any day of the week.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think they do have a lot of vitamin C in there and a lot of antioxidants. So, you know, it can be good and, you know, as part of that healthy, balanced diet, of course.
Getting out in the sun's pretty good for you too. Happy days in Queensland, Gemma.
Oh, I'm standing out in the sun right now. It's beaming down on me. It's a beautiful, like, almost 20 degrees, I think. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, nice. All right. A bit of sun poking through here in Perth today as well. So I think we're going to be up for a good weekend. Hey, you mentioned there's not a huge health benefit for us with a lot of this detox, and it's mainly good marketing and good business over good health. What's your advice, though, if we're wanting to kind of get back into the swing of things, starting to feel good about ourselves, where do we start instead of, you know, down the detox road?
Well, I would think about, I mean, the key lifestyle factors. So obviously, try to get, from a diet perspective, try to get some extra fruit and veggies into your diet. You know, we know that 1 in 15 Australians are only getting enough veggies, so there's so much opportunity there for us to add an extra serve of veg. And don't choose the Brussels sprouts or the ones that you might not like. Choose the ones that you actually enjoy and find ways to cook with them. And then thinking about the other factors, like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you minimizing alcohol? Because we know that alcohol can also disrupt our sleep. Are you getting your 30 minutes of physical activity a day? Find some sort of way of moving your body a bit more. You will immediately feel better. And yet, vitamin D from the sun, particularly at the moment in winter, it's harder to get that vitamin D. So I think that's really important. And so I think it's those holistic lifestyle factors that overall will propel us to achieving our health and wellbeing goals.
And just on the detox stuff, do you think there needs to be, I don't know, more appropriate labelings or warnings or criteria about what companies can say about, you know, health benefits and things like that? Or is it already tight enough and they're just pretty clever with the spin side of it?
Look, I think there could be more done, and that goes for the pills and potions out there, but also, I mean, our normal food labelling. It's a real bugbear of mine that we have misleading labelling at the moment in terms of, you know, we don't even have labelling that has added sugars on our food products at the moment. It only has sugars, which includes the natural good ones as well as the not so processed ones. So, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement, and myself and many other public health groups are doing a lot of advocacy in this space. The other thing we need to do is bring in the mandatory health star rating on food products, because that alone will mean that shoppers can actually make an informed choice between two products. At the moment, it's only voluntary. So, yes, there is a lot of room that we need to improve in terms of our overall nutrition labelling.
All right. Hey, Gemma, I'll let you get back to the sun and the OJ, but thanks for having a chat to us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Gemma O'Hanlon there, dietitian, nutritionist. Look, you heard it from her. Ditch the detox. Don't do them. It's just a waste of your money. There's other stuff you can do that'll be far better for you, particularly in the long term. 133-882 if you've tried one. Did you feel better though? Was there that psychological side? I often think that's maybe the only thing that's a benefit. Just gets you going. You start to feel like you're having a few early wins, and maybe you're off to the races with some more permanent change. But give me a call and let me know today. 133-882.